It was a relatively quick season for Southeast Alaska sea cucumber divers. The season closed in mid-November after the fleet landed a little more than 1 million pounds of the seafood delicacy. Meanwhile, it looks like diving for gooey duck clams may not be over so quickly. KFSK's Joe Vicnicki reports.
By mid-November, divers had reached or nearly reached guideline harvest levels in all 17 different areas of the region that were open for fishing. The largest hauls this year came out of Mora Sound and Doll Island near Prince of Wales Island, along with Ernest Sound closer to Wrangell and in Peril Strait near Sitka. Phil Doherty is executive director of the Southeast Alaska Regional Dive Fisheries Association, a Ketchikan-based industry group.
I didn't hear any problems out on the grounds. Our quota was just a little over 1 million pounds, which is down quite a bit from some of the levels we've seen in the past few years. So the season lasted approximately 6 or 7 weeks, which is a fast season.
With larger guideline harvest levels in the past, the season has typically remained open past Thanksgiving and into December. Doherty expects the price to wind up somewhere around $4 to $4.50 a pound this year. That's in line with the price from the last few years and would put the value of the fishery around $4 million at the docks. To compare, last year's harvest hit 1.5 million pounds, and at nearly $4 a pound, it was worth over $6 million at the docks. Number of divers participating has stayed just below 200 for the past decade, and divers have earned an average around $30,000 in the past 2 years. Meanwhile, another dive fishery that also opened this fall won't be over quite as quickly. Around half the 750,000-pound guideline harvest level for gooey duck clams has been harvested, but Doherty says divers will be slowing down their harvest in the colder months. Divers have decided to cut the length of Thursday openings from 6 hours to 3 hours. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.